speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Why did people go to church on the Sabbath day? To begin with, I want us to explore a couple avenues in this question. The first dealing with church and worship. The Greek word for church in the original language is ekklesia. Literally, ekklesia, church, refers to a called out body of believers. I want to draw your attention to what is taught in the book of Romans chapter 16, verse 16. Paul identifies that we are to greet one another with a holy kiss, for the churches of Christ greet you. The churches of Christ, well, what does that mean? Well, to begin with, there is a church that bears the name of Jesus, correct? Even from a scriptural standpoint, Romans 16 and verse 16 helps us to understand that. But as he is speaking with this concept about the churches of Christ in Romans 16 and verse 16, he's speaking about the church in a universal sense. And oftentimes, we've read of the scripture, in the scripture of the New Testament, where God is speaking about the church, and it's in a local sense. And that's over in the book of Ephesians, we're going to look at here in just a few minutes. But in Romans chapter 16 and verse 16, as Paul is writing to the saints at Rome, he is identifying that God's speaking with reference to the church in a universal sense. Well, what's under consideration there? He's not talking about a building that people gather in, nor is he talking about the first day of the week when people come together. Rather, in that context, he's speaking with regard to a called out body of believers who belong to the Lord, who are a part of the church, who comprise or make up the body of Christ from a universal standpoint. Then also, I want to draw our attention to what is taught by the Apostle Paul as he wrote to the saints at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 10. In that context, he says, the manifold wisdom of God is made known through the church. If God is speaking with reference to the church, meaning a building, how is the wisdom of God, how is all that God wants mankind to know as it pertains to His will made known through a building? This building cannot speak, correct? Would He also be talking then about assembling together for worship and that we're going to church, and as a result of us coming together to church, then that through worship, hence the manifold wisdom of God is made known. In part, through the proclamation of the Word, but friends, in the context, what he has under consideration is through the called out body of believers who are constantly going about in their everyday walk of life telling the story of Jesus, telling the story of God's will to lost souls, and identifying exactly who God is and what God expects man to do. The church assembles together to worship God upon the first day of the week. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 18 bears this out, as well as 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 26. In this, it would be more proper for us then, as we are coming together as the church. Not to say that I'm going to the church, because when we use it as such, it makes it sound as if we're going to a building. Or even to say that I'm going to church in this sense that I'm going to worship. Because that's not proper as to what God wants us to understand with regard to the church. It would be more exact to say that I'm going to worship God with the church. This is something that we are doing together as a called out body of believers. So I felt it important to point out is that as we think with reference to those who go to church on the Sabbath, first off to explain what God says about the church. And then, what do we learn with reference to the Sabbath and worship? Well, to begin with, as we speak with reference to the Sabbath, you must go all the way back to Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through verse 3. And this is closing out God's creative work in the creation. In 6 days, God created all that is, and He rested or completed His work on the seventh day. And the Scripture identifies is that God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it at the close then of His creation. It was special to God because of the fact that he has done everything that God in eternity planned to do in the creation of mankind and creating a place for man to be able to inhabit. And therefore, this was completed upon the seventh day. Therefore, God sanctified it and he blessed it. Later on then, as you would study from the Old Testament Scripture, during the Mosaic dispensation of time, we understand is that God established the Sabbath as a day of worship for Israel. I want to draw your attention to what is taught in the book of Exodus chapter 20. Specifically, we will begin in verse 1. In verse 1, God is issuing, all the way down through verse 17 actually, the Ten Commandments. And there's more to the Ten Commandments than just the Ten Commandments in regard to what they were expected to do, the Jews, in order for them to keep the laws of God. But a part of them keeping the Ten Commandments meant that they also had to keep what God said with reference to the Sabbath. The Scripture identifies that they were to work for 6 days, to labor and to do all your work, but the Sabbath is the day of the Lord. And this was given to the Jews. The Bible identifies in regard to what God had promised and of what God required of the Jews as it pertained to the Sabbath, is that that was a perpetual covenant between God and them. What does that mean, between God and them? It means that as long as they were recognized as God's chosen people under the dispensation of which this commandment and these rules applied, is that they were obligated to continue to keep the Sabbath. And friends, though, at the close of that dispensation and in the onset of the new dispensation, the Christian age, then there's another day that is given. The Bible identifies to us that whenever Jesus Christ died on the cross and established a new and better covenant, that the Sabbath was taken away, and now God has employed for you and me. He has commanded us as New Testament Christians that we are to worship Him upon the first day of the week. Every first day of the week, God expects His people to come together to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now let me say this. As the question has been posed, why did people go to church or worship on the Sabbath day? Let me go on to say, there is a group, at least one, that I'm aware of, who continues to worship on the Sabbath, even into this very day. They're called the Seventh-day Adventists. A lot of times, in the religious world, we refer to them as Sabbath keepers, meaning that they still are holding on to the Sabbath. These people, and I've had the opportunity to study with some of them, to talk with more than I've had the chance to study with, is that they still believe that we are bound under the old covenant law. And it's most interesting, though, as you would speak to these individuals, as they would hold on to the Sabbath, and ask them then, well, what else do you follow whenever it comes to the old covenant laws? And a lot of times, whenever I've talked with people and even studied with them, they'll say, well, what do you mean? Well, do you still have priest and high priest who rules over you? And they will say, well, Jesus is our high priest. And I will go on to present an argument and to say, well, now, wait a second. That's not according to the way it was under the old covenant law. Under the old covenant law, they were from the tribe of Levi, and hence they had a high priest and other priests serving under. And if you're going to take the law, then you must also take it as it was, as it deals with those matters. But then also ask them, if you come across people such as this, do you still, are you able to receive atonement through offering sacrificial offerings? And friends, they do not practice that. If you're going to take one part of the law, you've got to take all parts of the law. And friends, whenever it comes to this law, the old covenant law, we cannot take any part of it. Why? Because it was in place to lead us to Christ. It served as a schoolmaster, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 24, to show or to point to Christ. And then in Jesus' death, He took it away and established that new and better covenant by which now also God has given us Sunday, the first day of the week, wherein that we are to worship Him according to the standards by which He prescribes.